Are you saying
you faked with me?
Yeah.
Wrong. Now you're single.
What do you know about sexual relations?
Is it true that if you don't use it, you lose it?
I'm a little worried about being a slut.
You're listening to the Come With Us podcast, talking the good, the kinky, and the ugly. Here are your hosts, Beth and Aaron.
Hey there, all you holes and poles, and welcome to another episode of Come With Us Podcast. A little bit of a shorter episode today. I'll explain why here in just a few seconds, but I am Aaron, in for Beth again, gonna fly it solo all by myself. But like I said, it's not gonna be very long. Just gonna cover a few things for you. First off, want to thank Beth for everything she's done. Make sure you check out BethDarling.com. Get her book, The Five Kinds of Intimacy. Or her, check out her classes, all the instruction stuff that she does, the coaching, all that great stuff. Like I said, going to be a little bit of a shorter episode today. And the reason for that is after talking with Beth and sitting down and doing some thinking, I think for the time being, we are going to kind of take Come With Us and put it on a shelf for a little bit. Not that we don't really love doing the show. Not that I haven't enjoyed, getting to run it by myself a little bit. But with everything going on between life, work, marriage, family, and Beth is still not doing well over the loss of her daughter. She misses Kaya greatly, and I can't even imagine what she's going through. And she needs to take all the time in the world she needs to grieve and recover. And right now, coming back to laugh and, talk about sexy fun and all that stuff just isn't in the cards for her. And that's okay. We're okay with that. We talked to Dr. Stephanie about it. And, grieving takes some people longer than others. It just depends on who you are. Everybody has a different story and everybody has a different way of dealing with it. So with Beth being gone, and me running out of guests, I don't want to keep feeding you a guest every week. I think that we both think this show works better with at least two people. Those of you who've listened for all 162 episodes know that we started out with three. But me just sitting here talking about sex and relationships with you is it's fun, but I can tell by looking at numbers and statistics and stuff, Beth was she was the draw in this duo, and that's okay. I mean, every couple has a reacher and every couple has a settler, and she was the settler. She settled for me. I was just definitely reaching out of my comfort zone and trying to find something to have fun. But we're not going to make this completely sad. I'm going to go over some of our crazy episodes we did just for a couple of seconds each. And like I said, if you've listened since episode one, I appreciate it. Beth appreciates it. And Tina definitely appreciates it. If you haven't, maybe go back and listen and find out who Tina is and all the goofy shit we all three said together. Tina and I definitely had like a brother-sister dynamic, whereas we just gave each other shit. And if you heard us giving each other shit on the air, it was 10 times that off the air. We had a really competitive banter between the two of us on certain things, especially sports, because we both love sports. We both love gambling. It was a lot of fun. She decided to leave the show, over a year ago now, and then it just left Beth and I. And rather than trying to find someone to take over for her and add another person on the third microphone, we decided there is no replacing Tina. There is only what we can do is go forward. And Beth and I did that. So, we spent the rest of our time together trying to entertain you, educate you, help you find answers, or help you just find something to listen to relax or get your mind off of the life that you're living. It happens. And then, of course, shortly before the holidays, Beth's daughter took her life. and Beth has been in the stages of grieving ever since. We hoped, she and I both were hoping, that starting in 2024, we could turn over a new leaf, get back to it, you know, hit the ground running. But it turns out it's just not in the cards. And I'm sorry to say that. I don't know how many people are actually devastated to hear it, but that doesn't mean we're completely done. It doesn't mean that you will never hear from us again. But for the time being, while Beth recovers, while Beth, you know, deals with things that she's got going on, I'm going to take some time away. I'm going to reassess and kind of get my head right as far as work and family and all that stuff goes. And I'll be back with her whenever she decides it's the right time. I will, I'll be joining her, hopefully, as long as she'll have me. You know, we set out just doing this on a whim. Beth used to have a show on the ESPN affiliate here in Houston, Texas, and that's how I met her. We immediately had chemistry. We immediately had a connection. She's one of the most caring and amazing people I've ever met in my life. I love her to death. And, you know, about a year or so after she decided to kill that radio show off, call it quits doing that, doing live radio. My wife and I were just hanging out with her because we've been friends, and it was brought up, hey, why don't you, I said, you know, why don't you do some type of radio show again? And then it got brought up, well, screw it. Let's just do a podcast, because then we can say whatever we want. We can find our own partners. We can find our own guests. We can cuss if we want to. Shit, fuck, piss, balls. See, I can. And from there, it was originally just Beth and I. And that was the whole plan, is, you know, hey, I'll show up at her shop at the time called Darling Way, which is now Lilith's Way down in the Heights of Houston. But I showed up on a day when it was closed and took out a table and chairs and some microphones. And then Tina walked in and Beth said, hey, this is my friend Tina, who was almost my daughter or my stepdaughter. Do you mind if she sits down with us? And to me, I was all for it. From there, like I said, we kind of all hit it off, and we went together and we had a lot of fun. We got to talk about some crazy cool things. We got to talk about some other kinds of crazy things. We got to talk to some amazing people over the years. And we have you guys to thank for it. I mean, this is what we hit the 4-year mark, I think, just a couple weeks ago. And that is something that is so rare in the podcasting world. And I want to thank every single one of you for listening this far, for listening so much, and for, you know, sharing with us. Wish I would have gotten a little bit more feedback and interaction out of you guys, but it happens. I understand. I mean, this is a topic that not everybody's willing to jump in with both feet and just fire off an email about their sex life, or fire off an email about their significant other or anything like that. So it's understandable. I want to talk about some of the, I mean, looking back at, you know, like I said, I look at numbers, our top episodes that we had, a lot of you guys and girls were interested in learning about squirting. That was our number one show by far. And it was fun to do. I'm not going to lie. I learned something. Beth learned something. Tina was on that episode. I'm 99% sure she learned something. I know she did. But that was our number one episode. Mistress Ella talking with her about, you know, being a professional dominatrix and all that stuff. Vivian Rose, wonderful model who's joined us now more than just the one episode, but hers, you know, cracked that top three. Talking about threesomes, talking about swinging, talking about, you know, going to places like Naughty in New Orleans and all that stuff. That enticed you guys to listen, and I really appreciate you guys sticking around and checking it out. That means a lot to me to see that, you know, words that Beth and Tina and I put down on some audio recordings and released to the world had people that wanted to listen and had people that wanted to learn and enjoy and laugh with us. So I really appreciate that. I mean, we've talked about pegging. We've talked about prostate play. We've talked about hot wives. Like I said, swinging, all kinds of fun stuff. And hopefully we gave you more either things to try, things you wanted to try, gave you that little nudge of something that was on your mind that you wanted to try, and then you decided to dip your toe in the pool. Hopefully. Like I said, feedback wasn't as much as I wanted, so I didn't get to know, you know, how much of a difference we were making, if at all, with you. And I want to thank some of the people that have been on. Like I said, Vivian Rose, you can check her out if you just Google BBW Vivian Rose. John and Jackie Melfi, swingers. They have, oh man, what is the name of their podcast? See, this shows how crazy I am right now, because this is all just kind of fighting together to put something together. Open Love 101. That's their website. They have a podcast together. They own several lifestyle clubs. So go and find them. Go check them out if you haven't, or if you're friends with them, tell them we said, hey, we miss them. Holly Hotwife, porn star extraordinaire. Was hoping to get her on actually shortly after the new year, because she's got some really cool new stuff that her and her husband Vincent are doing for their website or their content schedule. Make sure you check them out. Dara, she's going to be pissed that I misspelled or missaid it. Dara the Electro Khaleesi from the Pink Kink podcast. Love having her on. Another person that the second we met, which has only been virtual, there was instant chemistry and laughs, and felt like I was talking to an old friend. Really loved having her on, especially recently too. She kind of helped me fill out some time. Mistress Ella, Viking, I mean, just so many people. Dr. Stephanie, Sarah Tomchison from Love Honey. More guests and more people than I can name. Rock and Ronnie, there's just so many. I wish I could thank all of them, but that would just be me reading a list all day. So I'm not here to read a list. I'm here to tell you that while we are not going to be around on your weekly podcast schedule, we will be back. Feel free to reach out. Come with us confessions at gmail.com. Come with us confessions at gmail.com, or on Twitter at Come With Us Pod, or on Facebook at Come With Us Podcast, on Instagram at Come With Us Podcast. If you want to say anything, or if you want to send a note to Beth, I'll make sure she gets it. Just, I can't thank you guys enough for listening. It's been a lot of fun. It's been not only great to sit here and talk about something as fun as sex and relationships and stuff like that, but from a radio perspective, it's given me some more voice reps, which is, excuse me, I've had a couple of friends point out that my on-air demeanor, persona, talking has gotten much better, and it, just like anything in life, you only get better with practice. And this was a fun way to practice it and, you know, handle a microphone by myself, especially the last 3 months or so of running and, you know, leading a show. So I appreciate everybody being here. I know I've said I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate all the listens and all the follows, the interaction and stuff, but I can't get that off my chest enough. I can't get that through to you guys enough. If you do have any episodes you want us to do, or any topics you want us to contact or to talk about or anything, like I said, email us, comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. And when we get back, when Beth decides to start it up again, we will tackle them head first. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for being part of this community. Thank you for indulging my goofy ass sense of humor sometimes, or my dumb things that I say sometimes. From Beth, from Tina, who has been gone for a while, I am Aaron. I appreciate you listening. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Come With Us podcast. Be sure to follow us on social media at Come With Us Podcast, and send in your questions, comments, and confessions to comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. Until next time, keep it fun, flirty, and naughty.